The saint whose feast we celebrate today should be familiar to us because, thanks to my spiritual mother, Reverend Mother Mary Angelica, we have been saying the novena to Our Lady of Great Remedy for many years and has procured many, many, many miracles. And Our Lady of Great Remedy appeared to St. John of Maffa, whose feast is today, and to St. Felix of Valois, both of them with the inspiration and command of the Blessed Virgin Mary, began an order at the end of the 12th century in order to ransom the many, many Catholics who were being captivated by the Saracens, the Muslims, all around the Mediterranean. And of course, the Pope, the Church, blessed this tremendously, as did our Lord and our Lady. So we have the Order of Trinitarians, very similar to the order that we spoke about the other day of Our Lady of Ransom, the Mercedarians. But this is a different order, and it's still around today. In fact, when I was ordained and said my first Mass in Rome, the deacon who was my deacon for the Mass was a Trinitarian, and eventually he became the Father General of the Trinitarians. There are many things I'm sure I could say. I don't remember all of them, and today I don't feel very well, so I will cut it short. We will have the novena to Our Lady of Fatima after Mass, and then I remind you that this evening after the Vigil Mass for Sunday, we will have the anointing of the sick for those who are ill in one way or the other, or who are aged. And according to the present discipline of the Church, people who are over 60, basically, can receive the sacrament of unction of the sick. And it's very important because it is one of the seven sacraments. It wasn't meant just to be once in a lifetime, like confirmation or baptism. It was meant to be used as often as necessary. So today we will do that this afternoon, God willing, if the energy provides. And of course, the acolyte asked me in the sacristy, because I'm not very well at all today, who is going to anoint you? And I just, there is no one, so that's that. So anyway, in addition, we welcome a group of Catholic scouts. My secretary mentioned it. She didn't mention what day, and she didn't mention what name. But either way, we thank God for you and that you are here. Of all days, today you come when everybody's going to come this afternoon. But anyway, that's the way it is. So we give thanks to God. And also, all the Christmas things are gone, and which would have really blown your minds, because they are beyond belief. But maybe perhaps that's also why I'm sick. And so pray for me, please, and I will continue to pray for you. I welcome you, and I hope in the future you call me directly, and I will tell you the best time to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.